Hey there, this is Nicole Krohn. I'm a big lover of mindset, energy, especially the energetics of business, entrepreneurship, women changing their money stories, and elevating their wealth consciousness. I'm a small town girl who thought she wanted to be a teacher, did that for a few years, and realized I wanted and I could have so much more. I co-created My Aligned Purpose with my biz bestie Kayla, and together we have supported hundreds and hundreds of women to raise their money ceiling, earn more, exit their 9-to-5s, become confident queens, build businesses they love, and along the way, we've made incredible friendships within our community. In our 12-month Platinum Experience program, we teach the formula to build a six or multiple six-figure business that you actually enjoy working in. Since we've both been in the 9-to-5 world, we know how scary the leap can be, and we're here to link arms with you and show you what's possible and how it's done. Whether it's money, marketing, hiring and firing, sales, community, and mindset, these are topics we'll cover. The entrepreneurial seasons are going to have their ups and downs, and you don't have to go at it alone. Think of these episodes as a glance into what we do inside of these programs. I love to share our wins, celebrations, insights, ahas, what I would do's, and so much more. My goal with this podcast is to support those of you who are seeking something else in your career. Those of you who have gotten on the roller coaster I call entrepreneurship, and those of you who just love to hear what it's like to be inside of our world. I'm here to encourage you, inspire you, and to offer my truth and wisdom. This is going to come through with my East Coast accent mixed with my global business mind. Thanks for being here, and don't be a stranger. Come say hi over on Instagram or in our email inbox and let us know what you needed to hear today or what you'd love to have on the show. Now let's get into it. Hey everyone, it's Nicole Krohn here, one half of My Aligned Purpose, and I am your host for TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. My intention on Monday's episodes are to bring you some sort of inspiration, something around mindset or spirituality, motivation, manifestation, and entrepreneurship. It's either going to be a blend of all those things or I select one. Now, this is pre-recorded because while you're hearing this, I am living it up in Scottsdale, Arizona with the team. I'm there with Kayla and Tej. We have booked ourselves a week-long girls trip. And while we're in Arizona, by the time you're hearing this, we'll have already went to Abraham Hicks in Phoenix. And then we move over to Scottsdale. We're taking trips into Sedona. We're doing hiking and restauranting and spas and all that fun stuff. So this is a pre-recorded goodie for you. And what I want to talk about today, and this is not calling out any individual person, but really something that I see broadly across the board, is not having cohesiveness in how people can find you. So what I want you to think about is if you are a content creator, an online business owner, a digital creator, is do you have a different name for everything that you're putting out there, and how the hell do you expect people to find you? For example, if your podcast is titled one thing and it does not correlate with anything else that you do, then when people stumble across your podcast, which typically is a top of funnel product. So when I say top of funnel, I mean people do not have to know you to find your podcast. For example, somebody randomly landing on your website is very rare. They typically are going to come to your website from your Instagram or from your podcast or from your Facebook. So those first places where the whole wild, wild west of the internet, the World Wide Web, is available to people, that would be considered your top of funnel. Your podcast, your Instagram, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your TikTok, those sorts of things where just anybody randomly can find you through their scroll. Now, if they find you on your podcast and then it's a different name and then they go to Instagram and search your podcast name and nothing comes up, then you've just lost their attention. And then if they're like, well, you know what, maybe their website is called that. The chances of somebody going to your website from your podcast, again, are, from my evaluation and talking to people and my own personal experience, it's slimmer from somebody going to your podcast, from your podcast to your website, than from your podcast to your social. Social media is meant to be social. People want to find you. They want to engage with you. And once they leave your podcast and go to your social media, if they can't find you, you've lost them. So you want to be able to
allow people to make it really easy to search you. So then they go to your Instagram. Say you don't have a podcast, but say somebody finds you on Instagram and your Instagram handle is either your personal name, which does not connect to your business, or it's your business name, which does not connect to your website, which is your personal name. Do you see how all of this can be really problematic in that you're not making it easy? You're not making the client experience easy for people to say, you know what? I really liked Nicole Krohn. Her Instagram is Nicole Krohn. Now I'm going to go search Nicole Krohn podcast. It's not going to exist. Nicole Krohn website. It's not going to exist. I don't sell myself on my personal Nicole Krohn business Instagram page because it's not my business. I sell what I sell on our My Align Purpose page. Our podcast is My Align Purpose podcast. Our website is My Align Purpose. Our Instagram is My Align Purpose. Our Facebook is My Align Purpose. Even our public page, or sorry, our open community page on Facebook is My Align Purpose Collective. So we want to make it so easy. When you are a guest on somebody's show, whether you're on their podcast show or their YouTube channel or they're interviewing you, they're always going to say, where can people find you? It's so easy when you just say My Align Purpose everywhere. My Align Purpose podcast, My Align Purpose YouTube, My Align Purpose Facebook page, My Align Purpose website. You know, we're not making it complicated for people, because when you complicate it for people, a complicated audience will not buy. And this is what I see across the board with so many creators, whether it's our own personal clients or just people that I see in my own like research of like, oh, cool, I like their Instagram page. And then I want to know more about them. And their Instagram page is their personal page. And then so I assume that that must be their website if they're going to sell from their personal name. And then there's a disconnect. Yes, you can go to link in bio, but again, you're not making it easy for people. You want to train people to hear something and synonymously link it back to you. You know, like if our podcast was called Manifestation Motivation, because that's what a lot of it is in terms of content, Manifestation Motivation, but then other things weren't called that, we're never going to be able to link that in people's brains. You know, neurons that fire together, wire together, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, make it make sense for people is all I'm asking. So if you are directing people to a Facebook page that is a different title than your podcast name, which is a different title than your Instagram handle, which is a different title than your website, my question for you is why? Why are you doing that? Can you please go and start to change some URLs, change your name, change the title of your Facebook page, start making it easy for your buyer? The thing is that people are so easily distracted and they want really quick, engaging, hooking content that if they can't be like, oh, that's the person that I heard on the podcast and I love them, and they don't know where to find you, again, you've just lost an opportunity. And depending what you've got for sale and how much it is, then you could have just lost out on a 4-figure, 5-figure, 6-figure sale, 3-figure sale. It's so simple, and yet I see so many people making this mistake. So that's what I want to talk to everybody about today. That's what I want to remind everybody today is that, you know, if we look at a brick and mortar store, like a product-based business, and I always use Lululemon as an example because I think it's pretty easy and most people know it. Lululemon has their Align Tight by Lululemon. They have their Lululemon store. When they do their partnerships, they have like Lululemon Ambassador. They have Here to Be by Lululemon. Their logo says Lululemon. Their Instagram handle is Lululemon. Their website is lululemon.com. They're making it easy. They're not complicating it. And this is really strategic marketing. And marketing is how you sell your products or your services or your offers every single day by you being vocal and you being visible. And imagine how silly it sounds to say, okay, find me at Manifestation Motivation Podcast. And then my Instagram handle is Nicole Krohn, but my website is My Align Purpose, but my Facebook page is called The Collective. People are going to be like, what in the actual F is going on? Where is this woman? How come all of her things are different names? Even your email, can you make your email be something at and the name of your company? You know, Nicole at My Align Purpose, Connect at My Align Purpose. Make it simple. That is what I want to offer to everybody today. It is a very easy mindset shift of, oh yeah, I'm overcomplicating this. You might like fun, catchy names. So make that like the title of your segment. For example, TGIM, I love that title of the segment, Biz Besties. I love that title of our segment, but our podcast is not called Biz Besties and our podcast is not called TGIM. Our podcast is My Align Purpose Podcast. We know from our own personal user experience that the more simplistic the experience is for the customer, the faster and the easier it will be for them to buy. But if you have to have people jumping through hoops, you lose them. You absolutely lose them. And again, especially this day and age, because people's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter with like quick 30-second videos. YouTube has now went to YouTube Shorts. People love TikTok because it's just scrollable quick videos. People are going to disengage and go to the next person that is making it easier for them to buy. And the thing is, there are always buyers out there. People are always buying. So if you always have something for sale, there will always be people out there willing and ready to buy. And if you're not vocalizing what you have for sale, they're just going to go buy it from the next person. So if you're thinking that not using your voice or not drawing people to your brand or not having cohesiveness doesn't really matter, you're wrong. People want to buy, they want to spend money, especially right now. We are heading into traditionally, historically, the busiest consumer purchasing time of the year. People love to buy in November, December. And if you are making it complicated for people to buy, and then you're wondering like, oh, maybe it's because my brand isn't nice enough, or maybe it's because I don't have a big enough audience, or maybe it's because I didn't do my hair and makeup today, so I won't show my face. No, it's not any of that. It's you're making it hard for people to buy. So what I would love for everybody to do after listening to this episode is to go take this little dose of, like, I'm not going to call it tough love. Go take this little dose of real love, of calling you out if that's how you feel right now. I'm calling you out with love. And please go make your user experience way easier for your customers. Go make it enjoyable. You know, our intention, whenever we're creating something in My Align Purpose, we always ask ourselves, is this the equivalent to rolling out the red carpet and inviting people to a 5-star hotel? We want people, when they enter My Align Purpose, to feel like they are fully taken care of. That's our intention. This is what we talk about at our team meetings. When people enroll into Platinum Experience, which is a 5-figure investment, we have Tej, who is our excellent client experience lead. She makes sure that if anybody needs a walkthrough of how to get into their contract, of how to get their WhatsApp set up, of how to navigate the portal, of how to get into the videos, of how to ask questions, we make sure that our customers, our clients know that that experience is available with Tej. We prioritize our people. We do our best, our absolute best, to make sure that everything is clickable, links are all working, it's very easy for people to pop from one experience to the next, that they're on a pay schedule that is at the same time each month. Like, it's all the little tiny details. We gather their birthdays, we send birthday coffees, we make sure that we are always, you know, thinking about our clients first and thinking what would make this a 5-star experience for them. And it wouldn't be 5-star if we were like, okay, try and remember the 4 different names of all of the different ways that you can find us. It's complicated. And so take the complication out of what you're doing, make it simple. Know that marketing is being vocal and being visible, and it's going to be a lot easier to be vocal when you only have to share one place that people can find you. When people can start to link your name, of like, it doesn't have to be your name personally, but like the name of your business, to all of the ways they can work with you. Like, yeah, My Align Purpose Podcast. Say that comes up in a conversation. My Align Purpose Podcast. And then somebody walks away and they're like, oh, okay, My Align Purpose Podcast. And they're going to go search that. And then they're like, you know what? Maybe I'll look them up on Instagram. I heard them say that they had a podcast, but maybe I want to scope out like what they're doing on Instagram. Well, they can just plug in what they heard. Oh, I heard My Aligned Purpose. So I'm going to look that up on Instagram. You know what? Maybe they've got a Facebook group. I'm going to go over there. And the only word that I heard was My Aligned Purpose. So I'm going to look that up. That just makes your marketing so much easier when you are cohesive. So that's what I'm offering. Go make some changes right now. Let me know how this resonated for you. I can't wait to see, you know, people in our community create their user experience and think about what is it for you? How do you want your clients to feel? We want our clients to feel, again, like it's a five-star spa hotel experience. How do you want your clients to feel? Maybe that's a question that you go and answer after you listen to this episode. Journal it out. How do I want my clients to feel when they enter into my program or listen to my podcast or arrive on my Instagram or come into my free community or download my freebie? We want every single person to feel like they've arrived at a five-star hotel, not just our paid clients, our listeners, our viewers, our followers. We want everybody to feel like they are so super special to us. Okay, that's it for all. I will be back next week. I hope that you enjoyed this and I will be live. Well, we'll all be live from Arizona. Okay, bye everyone.